And we begin standing in mountain pose, with the feet about shoulder width or hip width apart, or closer together if that feels comfortable, and the outside of the feet parallel to each other, the head squarely between the shoulders, and the weight evenly distributed on your feet. Hands by the sides, and hands slightly open, standing erect and aware, breathing in and out, being present. And now coming into a full body stretch, gently and slowly raising the arms over the head with palms facing each other, bringing the arms up as far as feels comfortable for you, not straining, and remembering to breathe. Breathing in, feeling the full body stretch, arms and palms facing each other, and feeling free to yawn or sigh if that's what comes to you. And sometimes when we stretch up, we notice that our shoulders have risen up towards our ears. And if that has happened to you, gently, without any judgment, bringing the shoulders back down, feeling the stretch from the sides of the body, up through your arms. And on an exhalation, lowering your arms to your sides. And becoming aware of any sensations you may be experiencing, having stretched your arms up. And now stretching one arm at a time. Slowly raising your right arm to the ceiling. Stretching the right arm and at the same time bringing the shoulders down. And feeling the stretch in the right side of your body. Noticing any sensations that may be occurring in the right side of your body. To extend the stretch, raising the left heel while keeping the ball of the left foot on the floor. And notice if that extends the stretch. And notice what sensations occur upon adding the movement of the heel. And then, when ready, on the exhalation, slowly lowering the left heel and lowering the right arm. Raising the left arm slowly to the ceiling. Keeping the shoulders down and stretching up towards the ceiling. Feeling any sensations that are occurring in the left side. And to extend the stretch, raising the right heel, keeping the ball of the right foot on the floor, and feeling any sensations that may be occurring on the left side of your body as your arm reaches towards the ceiling. And now a side stretch, standing again in mountain pose. Slowly and gently raising both arms towards the ceiling with palms facing. You may leave your arms shoulder width, or if it is comfortable, interlacing the fingers above your head. And again, without raising the shoulders, stretching the arms towards the ceiling and bending slowly and gently to the right side. Without bringing the shoulders or the torso forward, as if you were standing between two large panes of glass. Breathing in and breathing out, not straining. This can be a very small movement to the side. If you are straining, you're doing too much. If you're holding your breath, you're doing too much. And then simply bring the bend back up a little. If you are feeling sensations on your left side, you are doing this perfectly. And when ready, gently bringing the arms and the torso back to center. Stretching the arms again, either arms and palms shoulder width apart or the fingers interlaced. And this time bringing the upper body to the left side. Without bringing the torso forward, just gently bending to the left side and feeling any sensations that may be occurring in your right side and your right hip. Noticing what is occurring in your body right at this moment. And when ready, on the exhalation, gently coming back to center. Releasing the arms and then slowly bringing them down to your sides. And now we're going to do some shoulder rolls and some neck stretches. Now these are very familiar movements. However, when doing them in a mindful way, it is important to do them with great care and with great attention. So bringing your attention to your shoulders and slowly raising the shoulders up to your ears. Bringing them forward slowly and then bringing them back slowly back up to your ears. So mindfully moving the shoulders in a circular motion, first to the front and then to the back. Doing this 3 or 4 times at your own pace, paying full attention to the sensations that are occurring. And now, neck rolls. And again, it is very important to do this movement slowly and with full attention. so gently lowering the right ear to the right shoulder without lifting the shoulder up, breathing in and out, and feeling the stretch on the left side of the neck. And then slowly bring the head back to center and lowering the left ear to the left shoulder and feeling the stretch on the right side of the head. And again, making sure not to strain. Bringing the head back to center and gently lowering the chin to the chest, feeling the stretch in the back of the neck. And doing this a few times at your own pace, paying full attention to the sensations that are occurring as you move slowly. Gently releasing and coming back to the mountain pose. Arms by your sides and palms slightly open towards the front. And with the head centered between the shoulders, with the neck straight and the back straight, being fully alert, fully awake, fully present. And now we'll be doing some twisting poses, poses that energize the spine. These are again familiar movements, but it is very important to do them with great care and with great attention. And beginning in mountain pose, resting the hands gently on the hips or resting by your sides. And gently moving to the right from the waist, keeping the hips facing forward. Again, this is a very small movement. You may be only able to move a few inches to the right, keeping the hips stationary and turning the upper torso, the shoulders, the chest, and the waist to the right, and then gently turning your head to look over your right shoulder. Breathing in and breathing out gently. And on the exhale, slowly and gently bringing yourself back to center. The head, the shoulders, the chest, and the waist. And with the hands resting on the hips, turning gently to the left, the waist, the chest, the shoulders, the neck, and the head. Looking over your left shoulder. Again, this may be a very small movement. And feeling any sensations that may be occurring in your upper torso at this point. And when ready, on the exhalation, slowly and gently turning back to center, the head, the shoulders, the chest, and the waist, and returning to mountain pose. And continuing with the second twist, this time from the ankles. So keeping the feet facing forward and parallel to each other. Turning slowly to the right, from the hips, the waist, the chest, the shoulders, and then gently bringing your head to the right, looking back over your right shoulder. Breathing in and breathing out. And bringing attention back to the sensations that are occurring when you notice that your mind has wandered off. And gently coming back to center, the hips, the waist, the chest, the shoulders, and the head. And now, slowly turning to the left, keeping the feet facing forward, twisting from the ankles, turning the hips and the waist, the chest, the shoulders, and the head to the left. Breathing in and breathing out. And then gently and slowly coming back to center. Our next pose is a balancing pose. And with all balancing poses, it is important to do whatever you need to do to help you to maintain the balance and become aware of the micro movements that are necessary for us to maintain our balance. So you may do these by holding on to the wall, by holding on to the back of a chair. And with the back straight and the arms resting by your sides, begin by putting all the weight onto the right foot. And slowly raising the arms and the left foot up to the side. Being careful not to twist the leg, keeping the foot and the knee facing forward. And becoming aware of any sensations that are occurring in your left leg and in the right leg, any micro movements, making sure not to strain as you balance. And when ready, slowly lowering the left leg to the floor and gently lowering your arms, coming back into mountain pose. And now, slowly shifting the weight into the left foot. And slowly raising the right leg and both the arms. Feeling the effort, but not straining, and making sure that you keep breathing. And when ready, gently lowering the right leg and lowering the arms. And now, will be doing a forward bend. It is very important when doing forward bends that we respect our limitations, particularly the limitations of our back, the upper back, the lower back, and the legs, especially the thighs. In doing forward bends, it is not important how far you fold forward. What matters is that you keep breathing, don't strain, and be aware of the sensations that are occurring as you fold forward. And resting the hands on the hips and moving from the hip joints, and as best you can, keeping the back straight, folding from the hip joints as you lower your torso. Now, if you're feeling any strain in the lower back, please feel free to bend your knees so that your torso can rest on the thighs. And then gently lowering the arms and the hands towards the floor. Making sure to bend the knees if necessary, so that the torso is resting on the thighs. And if it feels comfortable, and if you feel you can do it without straining, maybe straightening the legs a little bit. But again, making sure to do no more than feels comfortable, no more than you can do without straining. And now, whether your legs are straight or bent, bend the knees, and with the hands on the hips, slowly bringing the back up and coming into mountain pose again. And now we'll move into chair pose. Now, this can be a challenging pose, so beginning in mountain pose, bending the knees and keeping the knees over the ankles, bringing your torso as if you were sitting on a chair, except that there's no chair there, and raising the arms in front of you, using them to help you balance. The weight is on the backs of your feet, but keeping the toes on the floor. Many of us feel this in our thighs, as our thigh muscles are holding us up. Keeping the arms parallel and raising them only as far as feels comfortable. And noticing what sensations are occurring. Noticing any reactions you're having. And noticing any judgments you're making. And bringing the attention back to the effort of holding the posture. And when ready, slowly straightening the legs and lowering the arms and coming in to mountain pose. And now we'll do the second of the balance poses, called the tree pose. Tree pose can be done on your mat Or you can use the wall or the back of the chair to help you maintain the balance. This is again a challenging pose, and we'll be reviewing the various accommodations that you can do in order to make this pose comfortable but challenging for you. And we begin again in mountain, with the weight distributed on both your feet, feeling your toes and your heels touching the floor, and the weight distributed. And now, moving the weight onto your right foot, and slowly turning the left foot out so that your knee is facing the side. Now, there are many expressions of this pose. You can have your toes touching the floor. You can have your left foot flat against the shin, with your toes facing down. Or you can have the left foot facing the thigh. It is very important that you not adopt the posture where the left foot is at the knee. So either with the toes on the floor, foot at the shin, or the left foot at the thigh. And when you have your balance, bringing your hands together in front of your chest and holding them there. And noticing whatever you need to do to maintain this posture. It can be helpful in doing this to find an unmoving spot on the wall in front of you. And when you stare at this spot, it can help to maintain the balance. And if you feel ready, you may raise your arms above your head, keeping the hands facing each other and the arms parallel, if that feels comfortable. And when you're ready, slowly lowering the arms and slowly bringing the left foot to the floor. And now the tree pose on the left leg. Beginning from mountain pose, moving the weight into the left foot. Again, using a wall or the chair to help you maintain balance, if you feel that's necessary. And slowly taking the right leg and turning out the knee, and either keeping the toes on the floor as the bottom of your foot rests against your left leg, at the ankle, at the shin, or at the thigh. But again, making sure that the right foot is not resting against the knee. And focusing on a still unmoving point in front of you to help you maintain the balance. And then bringing your arms gently together in front of your chest. And noticing what challenge occurs for you. Noticing if you're straining.
noticing the micro movements and all the sensations necessary to maintain your balance in this pose. And if you feel up to it and feel you can do it without straining, slowly raising the arms above your head, with the arms parallel and palms facing each other. And when ready, slowly lowering the arms and slowly bringing the leg onto the floor. Coming in to mountain pose again. And now our final pose is one of the most important, which is lying down resting pose. So if it feels comfortable for you, lying down on the floor, doing what you need to do to support your head or support your neck. Your arms are resting beside your body, or gently move them a short distance from the body, with the palms facing up, if that feels comfortable. Your legs may be straight out, or you may bend your legs, your knees towards the ceiling, and your feet on the floor. This can be especially helpful to support your lower back. Bringing your attention to your whole body. As you lie here, without focusing on any particular part of the body, just noticing any and all sensations that are occurring, having spent this time gently moving and gently getting to know your own body. So letting your body melt into the floor as you rest here. Bringing your attention to your body as a whole, to the sensations that are occurring in your body as a result of the gentle movements and the attention that you have given it. Feeling the sensations in your feet and your legs, in your lower torso, middle torso, upper torso, in your hands and lower arms and upper arms, in the shoulders, the neck, and in the face. Noticing any and all sensations, and noticing those parts of your body that right now are not emitting any sensation. So letting yourself rest here. as you lie here. And of course, the mind will wander off, becoming preoccupied with one thing or another. And gently bring the attention back to the breath in your body right at this moment. Noticing where in your body you're feeling sensations most easily. And noticing those parts where you're not feeling any sensations. Feeling any tingling or warmth or coolness. Maybe some parts of the body feel particularly energized or relaxed. And simply noticing these sensations without judging them, without trying to change them, without reacting to them. Simply becoming aware of them right at this moment. And when you're ready, gently moving your toes and your hands, bringing your attention away from the breath and the body, into the room. And raising the eyes or opening the eyes, bringing the attention into the room.